comfortable, Jason? Comfy, comfy?
Comfortable to do what?
Yeah. You have no idea what's going on, do you?
No, I have no fucking clue.
Cool. You might know.
Okay, wait. What's up, everybody? Yeah, this is Will and Jason. Technically, this is Good Anime Palette Podcast, Bits and Pieces number 8.
Yeah, we're doing this like straight on the fly, off the cuff. Yeah, Jason has no clue what the fuck we're doing right now.
I feel like I'm being interrogated. I don't like the fact that you're having this lamp towards me. I can't see anything.
Where did all the smoke come from?
Yeah, man. Like, why is that guy playing bad cop and you're playing good cop? What's going on here?
Yeah. So, I wanted to talk to you about something that we definitely, you know, have discussed on the podcast several times, and it comes to no surprise that with every season, with every anime we watch, there's always a discussion of, did you watch that OP? Did you watch that ED? And for the most part, whenever I answer you with the, I just clicked the skip intro, you just let this big sigh, just like, Will, why would you do that? Why would you do such a sacrilegious act and question the purity that is anime?
Okay, so when you phrase it like that, it almost sounds like I'm about to be called out for something that I have.
Oh, no, not at all. It's more just like, what do anime openings and endings mean to you? Like, what is it, the main thing for it? It's like, you've seen it already once or twice, right? So why is it that with subsequent watchings of a specific series that you continue to watch those openings and endings? Like, I understand with some where they might give you clues as to what happens in next episodes, but for the most part, it's just the same format, the same genre of, you have character introductions, you have music playing in the background, and if the music's good, the music's good. But, you know, why is it that you keep going back to it?
Okay, so I need to clarify certain things. First of all, in terms of the title sequence itself for openings and the ending sequence for EDs, regardless of the music, we're talking purely the visual aspect of it. I actually, beyond like maybe two times to three times, I don't give a shit. Okay? Now, the OP and EDs, in order to illustrate why I put so much importance onto it, I have to reference the king of basketball, LeBron James, because this person has a certain ritual that they do before every game. I'm sure you know of
it. You're telling me that LeBron James don't smash that skip intro button.
That's correct. Because he has to powder his hands.
Every time he walks into the court, he disses his hand, the powder claps and flows upon the air. That's the equivalent of not smashing that skip intro button.
Absolutely.
Or the next episode button.
The ritual that he does to sort of put him in the zone, in the mindset of a high top tier S-class athlete.
Yeah, but he's playing these games every couple of days. You're watching anime every 25 minutes, though.
Yes.
Like, but is it just like customary for you then? Like, you just, you know what? It doesn't matter. I've only just watched the same anime. Like, if it's going to be the next episode, I'm going to also consume everything from finish to end, from start to end.
Right. And also, you might, listeners who listened in on my first stipulation, you'll be like, well, if you don't care about the title sequence, then why do you not press the skip button? It's just better to, you know, like, time management.
Actually watch the anime, right?
Because for every, like, I don't know, cur of skipping ED and OP, that's like 3 minutes per episode, right? So it's usually like 90 seconds each way.
Yeah.
And then that's almost like, you know, a lot of episodes that could be watched over if I watch like several thousand episodes.
I mean, it's 1/8 of an episode.
Yeah. So
usually.
Okay. Now, what I do is kind of get in the zone of things. So I just be like, okay, time to watch anime now. And I literally shift gears in my mind and focus on the anime. The other thing also that I need to talk about is when I'm not watching anime, I do listen to a good amount of anime OPs and EDs. And through that, I actually relive some of those moments in my mind of the anime that I watched in question. So, for example, every time I hear Unravel, I would think of nothing, so I just ignore that.
It's just pins and needles in your head, right?
No, it's like a chalkboard, scratching on the chalkboard.
It's like dropping an old test tube TV and just listening to that crunch of glass and metal. It's like, that's what it sounds like to you.
Right, but if I, for example, listen to You Say Run, even though that's not an OP or ED, but, or like the Attack on Titans OP or ED with Linked Horizon, I will think of that season, what happened in that event, what happens in that season, the good stuff, the bad stuff. It is just constantly going through my mind while I'm listening to it. Because, look, my Japanese is actually terrible. I have learned Japanese in the past, but I forgot most of it. Will's Japanese reading is even better than me at this point. But I, through the fact that I don't know the lyrics, through, like, the meaning, I'm able to spend that time thinking about the anime itself. That's it.
Actually, that was the crux of what I wanted to talk to you about, right? It's more the fact that, like, it's quite clear. Sometimes the title sequences are important. It gives you clues into, like, what to expect in an episode.
But that can be bad, though, sometimes, because I feel like it's a little bit of a spoiler. It's, like, cutesy if you know the source and you know what's showing up, but I don't know. It's a case by case, but sorry, you were saying?
But on to the music, though, right? The one thing that I wanted to actually pinpoint was that you listen to a lot of anime music, right?
Yes.
But you don't necessarily understand what they say.
Yes.
Right? Do you listen to other Japanese music?
A while ago, like long time ago, yes.
Right. So what is it in terms of the appeal of anime openings and endings, in terms of the music, that, like, even if you don't understand the lyrics, like, what is it that holds your attention?
Memory recall, essentially, is what it is. Mm. It is the whole thing of, you know, like, what's that psychology, like, Pavlov,
the conditioning?
Yeah, the conditioning with the dogs and the bell. When I listen to those songs, I think of the anime.
So it's like if you listen to AKFG's Riri, then immediately you know, like, oh, it's a raise time.
Yes, to the point where I think on YouTube they would have certain quizzes with other YouTubers or whatever where we're going to play this theme song, and the moment you know what it is, you know, press go.
Yeah.
I would play that game in my head, and usually I'm pretty good with it, with at least ones that I put in the playlist, because usually those are the ones that are animes that I really like.
Right. So when it comes to listening to the music then, right, you mentioned Japanese, not great. I mean, you'll know, like, you hear certain words or you can read certain, like, text that you can kind of, like, get a gist of what it is.
And but I also know the kanji. I technically know hiragana and katakana. I know those casual anime phrases.
Like, you can read it phonetically, but, like, absolutely, in terms of, like, giving you a meaning, you might not know, right? So,
yeah.
Like, do you feel that not necessarily understanding the lyrics affects your appreciation for the music? Or do you feel like it's not that important?
I think if I actually knew the lyrics, it might ruin it for me.
You think so?
I think so. Hmm. Because then I will have issues. Because let's say if it's, like, you know, an English song, right? I would be focusing on the English lyrics as well as thinking of the anime. Because nowadays, especially, for example, with Attack on Titan, the final season, SIM, right?
Sim Rumble.
Right, that technically is it's an English song. There are
That's a really fucking good song,
Plenty of fully English language songs that shows up in anime EP, ED, and OP. So with those, I generally have more issue with trying to focus on two things at once. That's really what it comes down to. I think the fact that there are sounds, but I can't really understand it, or I understand bits and pieces of it, I'm able to sort of remove myself from the music and actually think of the anime in question.
Right. So the reason why I brought this whole thing up in the first place is, like, look, if you were to understand the lyrics, you feel that it probably wouldn't necessarily heighten or diminish, it may have the adverse effect of you appreciating the music, right? Like, I would say that for you, the musical elements, the chords and tonality changes, the vibe of the music is what, like, makes you listen to it and, like, continue to listen to it, even if you don't understand the lyrics.
For example, when there are English songs that sing with, I guess what's colloquially known as English, which is Japanese English, or English that either doesn't make sense grammatically, especially when a lot of idol songs would have these random English words, like, spliced in, it really bothers me. And it really takes me out of it, or, like, I cringe a little bit. So I do believe the fact that I don't understand the lyrics actually contributes to my ability to think of the anime more. However, I always, always, if possible, look up the meaning of the lyrics. So I don't know I can't like recite it to you, but I can sort of say like, oh, okay, they're talking about this during the song.
What did you think about the opening for Mushishi then? Because that's an example of what the lyrics are in English. You know, the I walk 10,000 miles.
Yeah.
You know, to see you, that one.
And it's just like a little guitar thing. Yeah.
But then you also didn't mention it's like you knew what the lyrics were. You understood that like you felt that perhaps it might have an adverse effect on how you would interpret the song or how you would experience the song.
It's really hard to have sort of...
Because it's never like a be-all, end-all, right?
No, no,
Just because you don't want like one thing doesn't mean like it's the same for everything else.
Like it's really hard when it comes to things that are subjective to sort of have a definitive rule. But overall, in general, the English lyrics takes me out of it, especially, for example, Zero Experiment Lane, the OP for that song is sung entirely in English, except that song is sung well in English. But I don't listen to that OP ever.
Yeah.
But if you were to play that OP, I know it as the Zero Experiment Lane OP, and that was it.
Yeah. So this is like a study, but it's more like
it's like an interrogation.
Because this is actually a natural study as to why people listen to music where they don't understand the lyrics. I mean, think about like, do you know the lyrics to the Macarena?
No.
Right. It's Macarena. What does it mean? Right.
K-pop is like this big, enormous thing, but I doubt like 80% of people around the world actually understand.
I mean, there are going to be people who would learn and try and like understand.
True.
But that's a whole different thing.
That's a whole different thing.
Right. It's also like, I mean, dude, like we all know the song Despacito, right? But what the fuck is a Despacito? What else is he singing?
I watched
about
the music video before.
What, the Justin Bieber one or?
No.
The Daddy Yankee one.
Where they're like on the ocean and then they go to like this weird village, not weird, like the small village, and they have like a dance. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So that's the thing, right? For a lot of people, when we're listening to foreign music, whether it be K-pop, whether it be like more like avant-garde, like Japanese indie, whether it's French electronic, it's we more often than not don't understand the lyrics. But for the most part, it doesn't necessarily mean that it detracts from our appreciation of the music. And the things you were saying, right? When you hear certain tones, when you hear certain motifs or riffs, you immediately know like, yep, this is like anime mode now. Like this is Erase time. This is Naruto time. And that's what, you know, is known as sound symbolism.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
which it's not down to like the lyrics. Like the words don't necessarily convey the full meaning of the song.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, what we've always been saying is that art is a form of language and music is the same.
Yeah, so it's just like color, right?
Yeah. Because you see certain colors, you get mm-hmm. certain connotations.
I have to also mention one thing, which is, do you remember the Standalone Complex opening?
Yes.
It's not in English.
Yeah.
That song I don't listen to or have it on my Spotify anime playlist because it really bothers me, because even though I don't care about the Japanese lyrics in general, even though I know the English meaning, the fact that it is not Japanese, it sounds a little bit off to me. Not because the singer is inadequate or whatever. It's the fact that it is not Japanese, because I know what Japanese sounds like. Just like how you can know, or anybody can know, what Korean sounds like if you are more acquainted with, you know, K-drama, K-pop, right? So when something doesn't sound the way that I'm accustomed to, because English, it makes sense because I know English. I'm fluent in English. But with Japanese, I do know katakana and hiragana. I know the alphabets. I know the words of like what the sounds that they make. So when it's Russian, I think it's Russian, yep. Or at least part of it is in Russian for Standalone Complex song. It brings me out of it.
Yeah. So you know when you brought up that example of like, okay, if I just listen to a song that's just in Japanese, I don't necessarily need to focus on the Japanese itself. I can just focus on the tonality of the music, right? It's just one of those things that, like, in part of our whole human nature, the fact that our brain, like, synchronizes a lot of things, like our breathing, our heartbeats, and all that. It's all entrainment. So, like, when our brain is receiving, like, specific receptors on terms of sound, like when you hear something fast-paced and sharp, or when you hear something soft and slow, it creates a different mood for yourself. Like, you hear, like, fast-paced drum and bass, then you know it's like, okay, there's a chase scene going on, or there's like some really heavy action shit.
Yeah, and you can even mix that up with juxtaposition of what I'm seeing is not indicative of what I'm hearing, for example. So there are lots of things we can play around it. And I guess, Will, tangentially, that is related to why a lot of people feel very strongly about sub and dub. Because I personally don't listen to dub unless if it's under certain exceptions, right? With Cowboy Bebop, ghost stories, and so on and so forth. Doesn't mean I hate dub, but I also feel that even though I don't understand Japanese, especially conversational or, you know, like really complicated Japanese, the inclinations, the tones, the inflections, the way that the voice actors and actresses, the seiyus, use, to me has more depth and meaning and kind of, oh, this person is angry, but is really angry versus, oh, they're just agitated. To me, the voice actors and actresses do a much better job in the Japanese language. And that doesn't mean that, oh, English dubs are always going to be inferior. No. But overall, I would say the quality of the variety of voice actors and actresses in Japanese dubs is just better.
Yeah. There seems to be like a little bit more a little more emotion, right? I think one example, very, very clear example, at least personally for me, you know Hikaru Utada, right? Mm-hmm. She did the OP mm-hmm. performance for 2 Year Eternity.
Yeah, I know.
So Pink Blood. Long time ago, she also did the opening, at least the theme song Kingdom Hearts, right? Yep. Simple and Clean.
Mm-hmm.
Did you listen to both versions, the English and the Japanese version?
Yes, I have.
The English version sucks.
It sounds really awkward.
Right? It doesn't have that emotional tonality of like, literally when she starts singing in the Japanese version of Simple and Clean, you can hear she's like really pouring her heart and soul into it.
But Utada Hikaru went to Columbia University.
She's from New York.
She's fluent as fuck in English, and it still sounds odd.
Yeah. It's nothing to do with the fact that like she's like speaking English. She is she speaks just like us.
You know,
she's from New York.
So earlier I criticized about like idol singers or a lot of Japanese songs in splicing in English phrases that don't make sense. Utada Hikaru has the opposite effect because her English is, first of all, legitimately good. And then second of all, the English that she splices in the Japanese songs, they actually make sense. So I think another recent example that a lot of people know is Radwimps, I think, who did Your Name. They also sing English covers of those songs. I think with Your Name, they have an English cover. And that one is actually way better than I thought, but it still doesn't feel quite right. And this guy is just fluent. And when you watch his interviews and he just like talks, you're just like, dude is like, a Japanese born, you know, born in America, grew up. This guy just sounds like everyone else that I like talk to from international schools, you know? So it just has this different vibe, though.
Yeah. It's not to say that we want to keep things as like insular as possible. Like, oh, because it's a Japanese animation, you have to have Japanese music. Like that's not what we're trying to get at here.
I mean, with that Hungarian song for
Your
Boy Call Ming,
yeah.
That's a weird thing where they are technically almost the same sounding as well, but the Japanese one just sounds more, I wouldn't say better, but more appropriate for Your Boy Call Ming. Whereas when I listened to the Hungarian song, I was just like, it sounds exactly the same in many ways, but it just doesn't sound the way that I thought it would sound. I know that that sounds derogatory or degrading, but that's not my point. My point in that I just have this disconnect or this jarring effect, that's all.
The thing is, though, right? If Kong Ming never existed and you heard that song,
I wouldn't pay it a second attention.
It would be weird, because it's like it's almost like the old like meme days of like, do you know that Numa Numa song?
Mm-hmm.
It gives that kind of vibe, right? But I bet you, if there was a similar kind of Periki Kome, like Your Boy Kame kind of rendition, and they were to redo like an Eiffel 65 or to redo that Numa Numa song, they could somehow make it work.
Yeah.
It's just contextual, too.
Yeah. I mean, that's why for us, when I hear Ash Ketchum's voice for...
Ash Ketchum.
Oh, God, fuck it. For Pokemon, I attribute that as the voice, or in certain other, you know, anime cart, like for children that I grew up watching, the Cantonese dub is the one that I associate with. Or even
Doraemon, the same.
Exactly, yeah. Right. That's sort of what I was referring to. And I think it, the jarring effect couldn't be any more apparent than when I think I was 16 or 17 and I was watching with a friend the Jet Li movie Hero. And I watched it before and I really liked that movie.
It's a good movie.
And
sad movie, but good movie.
Yeah. And my friend wanted to watch it and I was like, oh, okay, yeah, sure, no problem. And then I turned on the Chinese audio and the English subs because that's what you would do and that's what I would do. And he goes, no, 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 dub. And I'm like, what? And he goes, no, 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 yeah. I mean, the English language is available, right? And I'm like, yeah, but that the original language isn't Chinese. And it made it extra awkward, not because I felt like one way was superior than the other, but because I knew Chinese. And I heard it before, and the English dub was horrendous, even though they technically got everything correct in terms of the dialogue.
So there is another example I have. I've been hiding it from you for a while, but I might as well tell you anyway. So
I feel
you scared. You remember like a while ago I told you that I watched like with I was just chilling with my girlfriend one night and we were watching
anime. I was chilling with you one night.
Sorry, Jason.
Yeah, can't do that.
I know. Come on, man. I have to have my own harem too, right? Anyways.
Okay. Yeah.
So I was watching this movie. It's a Netflix movie, Flavors of Youth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Chinese. Okay.
So, yeah. it's a dual like Sino-Japanese
yes.
collaboration. Yes. Right. So I'm excuse me. I'm Chinese Canadian.
Yes.
So like I don't necessarily watch things in English dub. I prefer to watch things in the original language that I came from, and then afterwards have subtitles to go along with it. But then I thought, hey, look, you know, my girlfriend's Chinese. Like, would she want to watch something that is in the Chinese dub? I tried it, and immediately within 30 seconds, she said, no, turn it off. Switch it back to Japanese.
So this feels really weird. Remember Arcane? We tried the Japanese dub, and the original language is English, and that one was a bit was a lot better in terms of, yeah, it's not the original language, and there's a very obvious difference with the lip movement or whatever, but it was still very competently done, and I would say is above average Japanese dub. The one that actually stands out to me the most is, shit, what am I thinking of? Oh, shit. I forgot. Damn it. I'm, like, losing my train of thought these days.
No, it's okay.
Damn it.
It happens to the best of us. But, yeah, I think, like, the point in the conversation...
Oh, I remember now. Link Click is... Is an... I don't know what would you call it, a Chinese animation that we have heard lots of good things about. A lot of our friends who are into anime has told us repeatedly to check it out. And I told you I checked out, I think, the first episode or second episode... And to be honest, it's actually really good. The problem is it feels so weird because they're speaking Chinese. I was actually at some point looking at the bottom of the screen for subtitles when I realized that there were none because it's not needed.
Yeah.
And it felt so weird. And also these people were speaking in language that I was being like, no, no, you mean Oni-chang rather than Da-ge. And I was just like, what is going on, man? And I know that makes me sound a bit... racist and stuff, but
oh no, not racist at all. You can't say it's racist. It's more just the fact that it's like you are like brought up contextually listening to an animation of that ilk in Japanese, so then to have it in Chinese and it makes sense, but it's a context that's unfamiliar to you. That's not racist.
But you know what?
Just unfamiliarity.
But you know what the worst part is? I think there was either a Japanese dub or there was like a different language option that I was just like, all right, let's listen to that. It sounded horrendous. The original Putonghua / Mandarin dub was way better.
Yeah.
But I also couldn't get used to it either, so I didn't watch it past, like, two episodes.
It just comes down to the fact that you're familiar with watching animation that, you know, was voiced and done in Japanese. And therefore, then to have... I mean, imagine, like, watching a... Imagine watching God of High School in Korean. Or watching Tower of God in Korean.
So it's funny that you said Tower of God, because... The OP for Tower of God, I think, is done by a guy called group called Spray. I forgot.
Are they a Korean band or?
So they have a Japanese and a Korean version.
Oh.
For both versions, and the Japanese version, in my opinion, sounds good, and the Korean version sounds different and not my cup of tea because I also just
but just due to unfamiliarity.
Yeah. Like, I have nothing against K-pop. K-drama, all of that. It's just, I'm just not that into it.
Yeah. It's I mean, sorry to all the K-pop fans. I also don't like K-pop. So, yeah. But, yeah, it just comes down to context. Like, I grew up watching Pokemon in English. I'm going to watch it in English. Same with Digimon.
I thought that Dragon Ball Z English voices are terrible. Yeah, they're, like, so high-pitched.
I just think Dragon Ball in general is just not my cup of tea. I didn't grow up with it, so unfortunately, I can't really say much.
I watched it at, like, 11 p.m. at night in Hong Kong, because that's when they would air.
Yeah, it was just Naruto and One Piece and Bleach for me at the time. And when I was 11, when I was 7, that's when I started watching Pokemon and Digimon. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, that's it. But then, at that point, it was weird, because I was watching Pokemon in Canada, I watch it in English. In Hong Kong, I watch it in Cantonese. So growing up, I've never watched Japanese Pokemon. It's always been between English and Cantonese. But the thing was, like, I just kind of grew accustomed to it. Like, I got Pavlov. It's like, oh, if I'm in Canada, of course I'm going to watch it in English. If I'm in Hong Kong, I'm watching Cantonese. And I wasn't really that bothered by the fact that maybe the voice acting wasn't as good, or maybe they just sounded really weird, but it seemed to work. But then fast forward, and then I start watching like a snippet of Pokemon in Japanese. That kind of weirded me out. And not because it's like I don't like the Japanese language. No, far from it. I watch everything in anime that's Japanese. But like it just kind of like wrecked my brain. I was like, this is just not sound something like familiar to me at all.
By the way, Tower of God is called Stray Kids is the name of the band, and Top, T.O.P. is the name of the song.
For me, is it T.O.P. isn't T.O.P. the singer from that boy band Big Bang? I thought you were saying that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You never listened to Big Bang?
The fuck are you talking about?
Whoa, okay. I know you are like not that into K-pop.
All I know is BTS.
Okay, so you're more like contemporary then.
I don't even know what that is.
Blackpink?
What is that?
You don't know Blackpink?
The only person that I know that I would even be remotely knowledgeable about is BoA, but that's because she speaks both Japanese and Korean. And she's the queen, so, you know.
Yeah. Like, that's, move on. It's the next generation.
Yeah, exactly, right? It's like Gen Z or Gen 4, whatever they call it. Like, I don't know.
No, do you know what the next generation is?
I don't fucking know.
It's called Gen Alpha.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Fucking looped around.
Kids born nowadays are Generation Alpha.
The fuck does that mean?
Isn't that terrifying? Like, we are now going back to the original alphabet, and all of a sudden now it's like little pipsqueaks, shitheads.
No, isn't it alpha? Because technically you wouldn't say.
But there never was an alpha.
Oh, shit.
Right? We went from baby boomers to
Gen X.
To millennials.
I don't even know the order.
Yeah.
I don't even know who comes up with that. So
it's all just a state of mind, dude. It's a
state of being, man. Yes. As long as you're young at heart, man.
Yeah. I don't know where we're going with this anymore. But
Okay. But I would say even with the original language and the original source, right, I think webtoons is a very interesting sort of topic to delve into because Solo Leveling is an extremely popular and well-known webtoon.
Crazy popular, yeah.
Did you know that there's also a Japanese manga version of the webtoon? And it is massively popular as well, and there's like 3 volumes of it out in English. And it is not the webtoon format. It is in the manga format. And apparently, from what I know, it's the same story, but the way that it is structured and the way that it is, you know, the composition is different.
I had no fucking clue. Jesus, okay.
Hold on.
I mean, I've been wanting to check out Solo Leveling, but I think because it's so many chapters ahead. Oh, no, not chapters. So many webtoon episodes ahead. That it just seems like an insurmountable challenge. And I was just like, you know what? Like, I got enough anime to watch right now. I haven't even cracked open any of my manga yet, so.
Oh, never mind. It is the webtoons. Never mind.
It's just
reappropriated. And so instead of one huge, it is just cut.
Oh.
And then I guess because with webtoons, right, they have this, because it's one, basically one image, there are sometimes the way that it is formatted. For example, like, the long format is a person staring up at the tower, and then these different panels on left and right, and at the very bottom of the panel would be the guy staring up, right?
Yeah.
And then in the manga, they kind of spliced it so that it doesn't look like that. So technically, it is the same thing.
Just repositioned, reorganized.
But okay. There is 4 volumes out.
Got it. Well, okay. I was mostly talking to you about music, and I didn't realize we now went all the way into talking about language in general.
Okay, so let's go back to talking about music.
No, I think we kind of covered it already, though, because it was more just like sort of understanding. Like, was it necessary for you to like understand like anime, like understand Japanese to appreciate the music? And at the same time, it's like you mentioned it's mostly about like the anime itself, which is why you enjoy the music. Is there any like Japanese music like non-anime that you like or that you still actively listen to?
No, not nowadays. But I think that's also because I don't listen to a lot of music nowadays either.
So you mostly get your music from like the old playlists you've had before, and so, then also like in terms of like the new shit.
If we're going through like the kind of music that I listen to, there are several. This first is orchestral music because for some reason I'm really into orchestral scores of films and animes and movies. I guess the more
you're gonna have fun with Dance Dance Dance.
Yeah, then. like for example, You Say Run is like a very well known, but then a lot of other ones that I listen to as well. You know, Sawano, a lot of his stuff.
If I had a dollar for every time you said You Say Run this episode, I'd have $3.
Yeah,
you really like You Say Run, right?
Yeah, and then I will have the Japanese animation opening and endings of various shows that I liked.
Is there anything in this current season right now? As I say current, I mean spring.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Right? Is there anything in the spring season that, like, you know what? Like, this is a good track. I'm adding it to my Spotify playlist.
Yeah, I've done a lot. Okay, I'm opening up my Spotify right now. Because
the one I was going to add immediately, which I did add, is the
Ranking ED. Kings?
No, not that one. I already had that from a while ago. The one I actually added was the ED for Summertime Render. That's a really, really good song. The song specifically, if anybody's interested in checking it out, it is by Kaika. The song name is called... Oh, no. It's by Kadod, C-A-D-O-D, and the song is Kaika from the same album name. So, okay. Yeah.
So, Mixed Nuts, which is the name of the song for Spy X Family, I have. Fly With Me, Millennium Parade, which is the 2045 song. First season, Queendom, the opening, Chicka Chicka Bang Bang, which I've listened to as well. The Komi, ED, and OP, the A Couple of Cuckoos, that opening as well. Kaguya-sama, the opening ED, and there's a special song at the for one of the EDs that have.
Yes.
I'll just say that. Bubble is also on there. New Day, which is done by the Dorohedoro. No Name is the name of the band. No, New Day is the name of the song that I think was in the first episode of Spy.
Yeah, I think the last song I added to my playlist from any previous seasons was the second opening for Boji Boy.
Opening and ending for Healer Girl. Opening and ending for Shikimori. A Giri Giri, which is the third opening for Kaguya-sama, season 3. I mean, I could just keep going.
Yeah. So is it just because like you're not like listening to a lot of music, or is it just more the fact that like because the music is tied to an anime, therefore you're
that really
likely...
is it, honestly.
Right.
And some of them are legitimately good songs, but mainly it's that if there is a branch of music or genre of music that I actually listen to, it would be lately, you know the Glitch Mob?
Oh, you've been back on the Glitch Mob?
Pendulum.
Pendulum, yeah.
So, like, those...
You're going way back.
Like, Rest in Peace, The Prodigy, Crystal Method. Those are the types of music that I actually listen to on my own accord.
Really showing your age. Damn, dude. I remember seeing all of them live before. Fuck.
I also listen to...
My Chemical Romance?
No. Jet Set Radio and Jet Set Radio Future, the original soundtracks. Those I listen to as well.
I mean, I still listen to Panic at the Disco, so.
I like Panic at the Disco.
But are you too old for it now?
No.
What about Paramore?
No.
Okay, I never.
I mean, not their new stuff, but I really like the Hotline Miami soundtrack.
Yeah, no, fair enough. It's a fucking good soundtrack.
You know, the song Hydrogen, yes, Paris, yes, by Moon? Yes. I'm just like. So good,
Moon's
dude.
Good. I like Moon.
We're just...
Yo, big up Moon.
This is just name-dropping a bunch of songs. But yeah, so like...
Moon, if you're ever interested in anime, I think you should really try and go the Kevin Penkin route and start producing some shit.
I like Shelter, but that is like...
That's not, anime.
Yeah, but not only that, but I also like Madeon as well.
Madeon, yeah. Do you like... I mean, now you like Porter Robinson too then, right?
No.
You don't like Porter Robinson?
I mean, I don't hate him, but I don't particularly listen to him.
He's a fucking weeb, dude. He's
I know
a,
he is.
He's a fucking massive
weeb. I know he is. Have you seen his latest music video?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I've been to his live concerts. It's all just anime.
I don't like live concerts.
Oh, no. You just sit back and you just watch. It's just basically a long AMV. That's all it is. It's glorious.
Yeah, so like that is how I feel about certain music. Yeah, like my love and I guess like distance that I've made with music. I used to be super into music to the point where I used to have Technic turntables and DJ equipment, and I kind of gave that up. I just have these moments where I would not play video games or not listen to music and then do other stuff.
Anime is king.
Right now, it's anime and manga is king. I don't watch any live action other than True Crime documentaries right now.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think what I wanted to sort of understand then is, you know, is it really like the music itself that's important for the ADs and
EDs? No,
it is the sound symbolism,
as yeah. you said, right? It is what I associate with that track or with that music. And also with the title sequence in particular, it really is that ritualistic thing of, okay, I have 90 seconds to kind of get my shit together before the anime starts. Let's go.
Yeah. Like for me, it's like I like Asian Kung Fu Generation, but it's only because like when I start listening to their music, it's like, man, this reminds me of fucking old school Fullmetal Alchemist or fucking like Erased.
Like then you might also ask me like, well, why do you listen to EDs? Like why don't you just, you know, exit out and press next episode? For me, it's more like a cool down period. That's why sometimes in the very beginning of my life, when I watch a movie, when the credits show, I just leave. And even if there was like, you know, before like there was like the end credit sequences, I would just leave. I don't give a shit. But even if there is no end credit scene, I would still sit to sort of either discuss with the person that I'm watching with or just chill out and be like, wow, that was terrible, or wow, that was awesome. And just also look at the credits.
Right. Well, I think we're going to start wrapping this up then. Now, before we leave the guests, of the listeners of you know, Good Anime Palette Podcast, Jason, if there is one anime that you've been watching or are like have recently finished and you needed to watch it from beginning to end, no skipping of intros or EDs, is there an anime that you're like, you know what? You're going to comfortably have a good experience from beginning to end, no matter what.
Wait, say that again. I'm not quite.
As in, like, there is a if there is one series that you just do not skip the opening or the ending, you just watch everything in one go. Because there's going to be some stuff.
I pretty much do that with everything.
But
nowadays.
But there's one that you would recommend. Because like, a lot of people skip shit too, right?
Like, nothing against people who skip it.
So
like,
that's what I'm asking you. Is there one that you would recommend? Or is it so hard because you watch everything?
Okay, I got one, but it is kind of trolling and meme.
Right.
Asobi Asobase.
Okay.
The opening is so funny, actually, if you understand the contents of the anime itself. And the ED is just, it's just crazy.
Okay. It's a complete 180.
Yep.
Yep. I probably would go with Isekin.
Yeah,
Isekin's
pretty good.
Easy Breezy is a really fun track by Kelmico. That's a good one.
I think Cardcaptor Sakura also, but then the problem is that you have more than one Kerr. So which Kerr are you talking about? But
is there something you're watching right now that you'd be like, you know what? No, don't skip anything. You have to watch out.
See, the problem is spring has ended and summer.
It can't be Kangmeng.
So spring has ended and summer has begun. So I'm trying to think like...
Well, there's probably going to be people that are trying to finish up spring, right?
Yeah. Hold on. I'm opening. Is there one that you want to suggest?
Summertime Render. The OP and ED are both fantastic. Yeah,
that's actually a really good call. Damn it. Hold on. Let me see. This is bits and pieces. So like if there's a bit of dead air.
Do it fucking live, man. Like I think honestly...
Call me.
I think in terms of like the music for this season, it's actually been pretty good. Like for OPs and EDs, like yeah, there's gonna be times that you skip, but like, I mean, are you gonna skip Spy? Are you gonna skip Kaguya? Right?
No, the answer is no for all of them.
The Kaguya music's really good.
Healer Girl is also really good.
It's all about music, right?
Yeah,
you would hope that the music's
good. It's like, do you not like Symphogear if you don't like the music? I was like, well, I'm just...
If you're watching Symphogear not for the music, then what are you really watching it for?
I'm not going to answer that question.
I think I know the answer to that question then. All right. Well, I think that pretty much wraps it up. If you skip OPs and EDs, don't feel like you're being judged. But if you do skip them, then like... Hey,
don't feel like you're being judged either.
Yeah, there really is nothing against you for whatever you do.
Because at the end of the day, it's what you want. As long as you don't enforce your beliefs onto other people.
Yeah, like telling someone to watch Hero by Jet Li in English and not Chinese.
Listen, not all of us can be saints. So we can just be the better person and forgive other people for their misgivings and wrongdoings, right?
Oh, wow. Look at you, Mother Teresa. Okay.
Actually, apparently, like, spoiler alert. She's not that saintly, apparently.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Controversial.
Yeah.
Bah, 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 bah. Okay, yeah, we're not going to get into that. Anyways, thanks all for listening in to our little shits and biggles about music.
So now I have to get into the housekeeping.
Let's clean this up, yeah.
But you can always reach us for our email, gapalette@gmail.com. That's gapalette@gmail.com, all lowercase, all one word. We are on Twitter using the handle @PalaGood, capital P and capital G, all one word. We have a Discord, and invitation links are in the show description. We also have a website, www.goodanimepalette.com, all lowercase, all one word. Our music credits for this episode, our intro music is Relaxation Station by Magnus Ringblom. I'm not saying that correctly, sorry. And we have no break music. But we do have our outro music, which is Golden Rules by Luax. You can support the music artists that we feature by listening to them on Spotify, Apple Music, or other various music listening platforms. Our royalty-free music was provided through the Epidemic Sound service. And if you're interested, you can sign up using our referral link in the show description to get your first 30 days of the service for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, you're listening to this episode. Let us know what you think about the new music for season 4.
I'm just telling you right now, Golden Rules by Luax is dope.
It's a really good song. Yeah. So, we're going to keep up with more music in future seasons because, as you know, every season, new shit.
Can I just air out my grievances with something about music in general, which is I understand why it is this way, but it is really unfortunate that I actually wanted to do a OPED or musical themed anime episode, but due to copyright issues, it's impossible.
Yeah.
And I do feel like, as someone who really does listen to OP and EDs, even sometimes when I don't like the song, I feel that not being able to have an episode or even like an ongoing thing dedicated to anime music is extremely unfortunate. You know?
Well, there's nothing we can do with things that are beyond our control.
No, I get that. I'm just saying that, like, as like a side note, you know.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll try and figure something out. We'll do what we can the GAP way. Until then, thanks all for listening to this. Hopefully, you didn't fall asleep.
Did you like my interrogation?
I think you did pretty well. It wasn't so much an interrogation; it was a cross examination.
Okay. Well, what's my grade? Am I guilty?
You're not a psychopath. That's what you are. You're just a little too high-strung when it comes to watching.
So I didn't fail?
What's pass or fail in the cross-examination?
So you call me a psycho-pass? See you guys later!